Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we listen to former professional firefighters Peyton Hairston and John Thomas. Back in the 50s, Winston-Salem Firefighting Station No. 4 was manned by 8 black men and 7 white men who decided that if they worked together, they could also sit side by side to share a meal together. Today, Peyton and John share the story of how Station 4 became Winston-Salem's first racially integrated professional firefighting company.
Somebody was talking the other day. They said, well, see, they finally recognizing you all. See, it's about time. And I thought about it. I said, well, really, it is. Mm-hmm. Because 1951.
That was a different
who
world.
Who would have thought in 1951?
Yeah.
This is before anything as far as integration.
Yeah, nothing.
There was almost the word itself didn't probably almost didn't exist.
Yeah, wasn't even used.
It wasn't used. Mm-hmm. In 1951, mm-hmm. Here's 14, 15 men got together and made a decision that we were going to do away with the separate part of the station. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, some of them almost got fired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chief Brown came over there one day, and we was all sitting at one table, the black and the white, just sitting there laughing and talking, eating and everything. He walked in, he said, what's this? And so Ray and O said, well, Chief, we decided that it didn't make sense for us to have 2 kitchens. So we decided that we would just have one big meal and all sit out and eat together. Mm-hmm. And buddy, that did it. He said, who gave you the authority to make that decision?
Yeah.
And he tried his best to get Raymond Obey fired for that.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the community backed up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them went downtown, filed a complaint against the chief. But he was determined he was going to fire Raymond Obey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course,
it took a lot of courage.
A lot of courage.
Captain Overby to do
it
that.
Did. I don't think they could have gotten any better group at the time
right.
to come over there and to work with us the way that they did.
And they benefited also.
They benefited
in 2 ways. One was they were all promoted.
All promoted, right.
And the other way is that they had a part of this tremendous experiment
right.
that worked.
Because some of them probably would have never been promoted.
That's right. Because
now Raymond Over was promoted from fireman to captain.
Yeah.
Hatchet, and then he never would have been promoted if he had stayed.
And y'all made a fireman out of
it. We made a fireman out of it.
But as we sit and rehearse in our minds all of the benefits of being able to be a part of that noble experiment of integrating a fire department, I don't think we'll have anything else in our lives that equal that.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.